Hello, everyone, and welcome to Behind the Witch podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and we are going to have some tea and talk about all things witchy. So grab a cup and let's get started on today's topic. So I'm not really going to go very deep into witchy things today. This podcast, this episode is pretty much just to introduce myself and for you guys to get to know me a little bit more. As I mentioned before, my name is Ashley, and I am pretty new to the podcast world, but I have been pretty active on social media platforms over the years, so you may know me from there. If you do know me from there or in person, you know who I am, and I'm sorry about that. I'm kidding. Welcome, and thank you for the continuous support. Over the years, for everyone who has stumbled upon this podcast, I would like to introduce myself a little bit more. I am 30 years old. I am married to my wonderful husband. We've been together now coming on to 10 years, but we've only been married for about 2.5. I am a cat mom to 2 fur children, Abby and Luna. They are 2 rescue cats that I adore tremendously, and they're pretty damn spoiled. So heads up, they will probably be mentioned from time to time because I might be a little bit of a crazy cat lady. Yeah, totally not sorry about that. I live in Canada. It is pretty cold. And actually, as I'm recording this right now, we're getting some pretty stupid winter storm. It's going to rain like 75 millimeters today, plus freezing rain and snow. I can't even describe Canadian winters for you, but that summing it up with, you know, rain, freezing rain and snow all in 24 hours should explain enough for you guys. I've been practicing on and off my whole life. I've always known I was pagan. Even as a young child, I never really connected to the mainstream holidays. I guess a lot of bad things happened for me around Christmas, so I never really liked it. And as I got older, I really don't like Christmas time. I don't like gifts. I don't like being forced to go out and buy something for the sake of buying something. So I never really connected with mainstream holidays that way. In Canada, our Thanksgiving is actually in October, not November. And for some reason, that one always connected with me because it's one of the only holidays where you don't really have to go out and buy a gift. You're spending time with family. And I know there's a whole history behind it, and there's a lot of issues behind Thanksgiving, but in general, I love the concept of being surrounded with family and taking time to give thanks. And in Canada, it's in October because our winters come pretty early, so it's all surrounding the harvest more, not necessarily about the, you know, all the bad things surrounding Thanksgiving. So yeah, this whole world, paganism, witchcraft, everything, came back to me about 2 years ago when my father passed away. He passed away from colon cancer, and it was a 5-year battle. It was pretty tough, and I spent pretty much all of my time taking care of him. And then 2 years ago, it went from having him here to nothing. And that's when I found paganism again. That's when I found this world again. And it truly helped me during the grieving process. But yeah, I found myself again through my journey. I've learned to accept more and appreciate things around me more. I've spent a lot of time, especially this past summer, reconnecting with nature. I discovered this old mill pretty close to my house, and I go there pretty often and just sit there on this bench and listen. It's right on the water. So there's a lot of nature surrounding that area. So I just go there and I listen to the wind, the water, and I just fully ground myself there. And there's this huge willow tree. It's absolutely stunning. I will definitely post photos on the Facebook page, which I'll tell you about later. But it's honestly the city's hidden gem. And I'm pretty lucky that it's like a 5-minute drive away from home. So I get to go there anytime I want. And it's away from everything, and it's through this grounding, earthing, that I was able to get out of a pretty dark time in my life, you know, getting over my dad's passing. Wow, sorry guys, I totally did not mean to go down a rabbit hole there. So, okay, Ashley, let's get to some witchy things, right? I read tarot cards. Lately, though, I've been really vibing with oracle cards. For some reason, I'm really liking the one card draws, quick answers. You know, I reach out to my cards pretty often, and I like getting quick messages from them, especially when I just need quick guidance on certain things. One thing I've been really doing too is pulling an oracle card every single morning to kind of decide and see how my day is going to go. And that determines, you know, how I dress, what I wear in terms of jewelry or essential oils. So I really like consulting with the cards on a regular basis. What else? I'm pretty certain also, by the way, I'm going to definitely talk about this in more detail, but I'm pretty certain we have a spirit in the house. We, and by we, I mean my husband, myself, and the two cats will be on the main floor, and we will then hear some movement upstairs. The cats will just stare up at the ceiling, and I mean, they have the whole, they're not taking their eyes off the ceiling, their ears are moving, they are fully, fully aware something is upstairs. And I mean, I don't know, I don't want to say my house is haunted, but I strongly trust my cat's instinct when it comes to this stuff. And so far, nothing bad has happened in terms of it being a bad spirit. I've cleansed the house often, and we do have a new build home also. I will mention that. So our house is not even 2 years old. And so technically there shouldn't be anything here. There's been no deaths in the house unless something happened on this land before. Very strong chance that that has happened. So we're getting some residual energy coming off of the land. But you know, I welcome the spirits in the house. I don't mind it at all. The other day, actually, my husband and I were kind of by the stairs leading to our basement, and we were just talking. The cats were asleep. We were getting ready to go to bed, I think. And we just heard footsteps going down the stairs. Like, there was nothing there. My husband has gotten a little bit better with this kind of stuff. He is not part of this world like I am, but he truly accepts it. And, you know, when I say I'm going out to put my crystals out for some moon energy, you know, he gets it. He reminds me of full moons sometimes too, when I completely forget. So he's been pretty good at that. So yeah, I tend to get spirits come talk to me. I don't really talk about it often, especially with friends, because it tends to freak people out sometimes. Not that long ago, for example, someone I know had someone in their family pass away, and we were just talking one day, and I kept getting this like message from someone, but I couldn't quite pick up where it was coming from. And, you know, I didn't know their family member. I didn't know the story, but I kept sensing this message, you know, lights, like something was going on with the lights. And we were just talking, and I mentioned to them, I'm like, you know, like I can pick up on spirits, and I feel some energy coming through, and I'm just trying to figure out if this is accurate or not. And they looked at me, you know, deer in headlight situation, like, oh my God, what is happening? And yeah, so I said, you know, were there any issues with lights at the funeral or at the house? Like, did something happen? And they just looked completely shocked. Apparently at the funeral, they had these little battery-powered lights, candles, whatnot, and they kept going out. They were brand new batteries. Every time they turn on the light, the battery kept going out, the light kept going out. And, you know, I kept feeling this sensation. I was like, oh, well, I think that was the person telling you, like, I'm here. You know, that was their message to you, like, you know, to let you guys know that they were around. So I tend to not talk about it that often with people unless, you know, I'm really getting a sense from them that they're looking for that kind of information. Just because, one, my skills are not that honed in yet. They're not that accurate. But also, people tend to freak out when you say, I can talk to dead people. I see dead people. But I truly embrace it. I love being able to pick up on that energy. A couple years ago, we were actually in Kingston at Fort Henry. And there was this long corridor down by the prison area. And my husband was like, oh, just come down the hallway. There's a bunch of exhibits down this area. And for me, it was just dark. I did not get a good vibe from there. I, for some reason, saw tunnel vision. It was dark. I just could not bring myself to go down that corridor. So I went around and met my husband at the other end by walking outside. I picked up on such strong negative energy there. I knew something bad had happened in that corridor. I mean, it is a fort that was built hundreds of years ago, and it was the prison area. So obviously there's been death there. There's been bad energy, bad vibes all around, and I just could not do it. I could not walk down there. So that brings me to the point, the topic of being an empath. I don't overly like using that word. I feel like it's become a bit of a fad word over the past couple years. You know, every time you turn on Facebook, everyone's like, oh my God, I'm an empath. I mean, I believe that everyone can have empathic energy, empathic skills, but I believe it goes beyond that. And I think people should be a little bit careful when using that terminology, just because, you know, you may not be an empath. You may be someone who can feel energy, but to be a fully empath person, there's a lot more than just saying you can pick up on energy. So side note, I do pick up on energy. So when I walk into a room, I do tend to know if there is a good vibe, bad vibe. I tend to pick up on what you're thinking. So I usually know when you're BSing me pretty quickly. So if you're my friend, by the way, I've picked up on that a couple times and I did not want to tell you, but if you're listening, just be careful around me. I'm totally kidding. I will not use it against you, but if I've asked you a few times, like, hey, how's it going? Are you doing okay? It's because I'm picking up on your energy and I know something's off just because I feel that energy coming off of you. Like every pagan witch, or at least I think every pagan witch, I love Samhain. It's also called Halloween, but I prefer the term Samhain. I am so obsessed with it. I absolutely love this time of the year. Fall for me is, you know, I wait, you know, the moment fall is over, I count down for the next season for it to come back. I'm not a fan of summer. So all summer long, I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting for September 1st to hit so I can at least, you know, decorate. But not going to lie, my house is pretty decorated all year round with some Samhain-inspired decor. Yule, okay. So I know I mentioned I'm not a huge fan of Christmas. Yule for me is pretty fun to celebrate. Right now, I actually took my decorations down last weekend and my house is pretty sad, but I do love celebrating the Yule season. I love celebrating, obviously, the winter solstice, and, you know, my house is decked out for that also. I love the calmness of that holiday. I love being around my family around that time of the year. But yeah, the whole gift thing, as I mentioned, I absolutely hate that. I sound like a very mean, grinchy type person. I'm not. I do love being around family the time of the year. I spoil my nieces with gifts around this time of the year also. But I just, I hate going to stores. I hate everything around, you know, the consumerism side of the holiday. I absolutely hate it. But yeah, Yule's pretty up there too. I love, you know, the food, the alcoholic beverages that I make. I make a pretty good spiced rum this time of the year in the crock pot. And honestly, it's like my favorite thing. I just can't wait to drink it. And I feel it's only appropriate at this time of the year. You know, I can't be drinking spiced rum in August because I think it'd be insanely hot and insanely, you know, intoxicating. What's another one that I like? I do like Imbolc, which I think I'll probably talk about in my next episode a little bit because it is coming up pretty quickly. I can't believe it's already, you know, mid-January. I think it's one of my favorite ones also because February is such a brutal month in Canada, like minus 40 degrees with the wind chill, frostbite warnings, cold. And it is truly the start of the beginning of the shift towards spring. Plus, I love celebrating Bridget. I think she's amazing, and I will definitely talk about her in a future episode. So, sidebar, I drink a lot of tea. I read tea leaves. So today, I forgot to mention this earlier, every single episode I will talk about teas and certain magical properties the tea has. So today I'm actually drinking ginger tea. I'm dealing with some gallstones at the moment. And last night I thought I was going to die. I woke up in the middle of the night in such severe pain. I've never experienced that before. I've had gallstones for a couple years now, apparently. Whole other story. But last night I honestly thought like this was it. I thought like I woke up my husband and I tell him, I'm like, I think I need to go to the hospital. I think I'm dying. And, you know, after about an hour or so, the pain did subside. But oh my gosh, like I can't even explain the pain that I was in last night. If you've ever had gallstones, I'm so sorry. I feel for you because I totally experienced it last night and it was horrible. So today I'm drinking ginger tea. Let me think. So ginger is pretty important to a lot of things in my practice. It helps replenish and raise the magical energy for me. Plus it's been super cold here, also shocker, and it tends to warm me up. You know, I love that spicy feeling. So if you want to add ginger to your practices, to your ritual, try and have a ginger tea because it truly helps elevate and replenish your energy. I think that is very important. You know, if you're struggling a little bit, please have some ginger. It is so good for you on so many levels, for your stomach, for calming you, for raising your vibrations. I strongly recommend ginger. So the plans for the future episodes is to talk about history behind the witch. We all know, you know, there have been some pretty horrible things happening to witches, witchcraft, people who practice paganism over the years. And I think it's really important to talk about. I do promise I will make things fun as well. You know, it's not going to be boring history lessons, you know, from your ninth grade teacher where you just want to sleep in class and completely ignore it. I will make it fun. Every time I think about history, I always think about an episode of Friends where Ross is talking about dinosaurs and all the things he talks about and everyone kind of pretends to fall asleep. I promise you it's not going to be like that. Also, disclaimer, I'm a huge Friends fan and Gilmore Girls and, you know, Harry Potter. I'm sorry. So I will probably reference things once in a while if I find it applicable to the situation. So I am so sorry. I'm one of those people, but I swear I will make things fun for you guys. We will also talk about crystals, tarot, oracle cards. As I mentioned, I am a tea leaf reader, so I do want to share with you that because I think it's a lot of fun to do and there's a lot of insight in tea leaves. My grandmother actually, when I was a child, used to make us a tiny little cup of tea and we'd, you know, drink it. And I'm pretty sure it was just like a little bit of green tea, lemon, honey. It was pretty mild stuff. But she would always like look at our cups and like read things into us and, you know, tell us, you know, the typical stuff like, you know, you're going to have a very successful life. You're going to love someone. You're going to, you know, so maybe my grandmother was a witch. I don't know. Thinking back to it now, you know, someone from her time reading tea leaves. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe she is. I don't quite know, but I'm starting to think maybe now after talking out loud for like on a ramble just now that she may have been a witch. But yeah, so we'll talk about that. I also want to review, you know, books and products that I do find. There's going to be a lot of new people on their journey, so I want to make sure that I'm explaining and sharing with you guys things that I find that I think might help you. Yeah, we'll talk about pretty much everything. I do plan to put new podcasts out once a week. Maybe I'm a little ambitious on that, but I do plan to have some out once a week. If anything comes up, I will definitely let you all know. Yeah. I do want to hear from you guys, though. I do want you guys to let me know how I'm doing, what you guys want me to talk about. If there's a topic coming up that you want more information on or you want me to talk about because you're interested in it, if I know the answer or if I can do the research and look into it for you guys, I will love to be able to help you guys out and talk about it. So there are three ways to get a hold of me. The first one is a Facebook group, and I've called it Behind the Witches. And there is a password to get in, and it is Hocus Pocus. So yes, as you can probably tell, I'm a Hocus Pocus fan. The Sanderson sisters are iconic in the witch world, and I absolutely love them. I think they're hilarious. So there is a rumor that Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out. I don't know if it's true or not. There's always things on the internet that I never believe. However, I'm not sure if I'm excited if it is coming out. I find that when there is a reboot or when they redo a movie or make a second one so many years later, it is never as good. You know, being a huge fan that I am of that movie, you know, it's my childhood. From being a fan, I'm so scared. It's not going to do justice to the original one, but we shall see. And, you know, if it does come out, maybe we can like watch it together, review it. I just really hope they do it justice. I love that movie so much. And I don't know what to say. I'm slightly excited because, you know, it's Hocus Pocus. But I'm scared because I love the original so much, you know. Okay, rant over. So there's the Facebook group. And this is where I'll also share with you guys visuals of what I'm trying to explain. So for example, today I talked about the mill. I'll post a photo on there for you guys to see what I'm talking about, how it's so amazing and such a wonderful place to be. This will be a safe space for you guys to post and share your witchy lives with others and ask questions, you know, and build a community, because I know there's not the many safe spaces out there. So I want you guys to feel comfortable in that group. Please post funny memes. I absolutely love them. So please, please, please post them. If it's witch related, especially, or pagan related, or Halloween related, please, please, please post it. There is also my Instagram page. So it's Behind the Witch Podcast. So please follow me there. You know, reach out to me there. I would love to be able to interact with you guys. And if you guys are not on social media, so no Instagram, no Facebook, please, you can also email me at behindthewitch@hotmail.com. I would love to be able to interact with you guys and talk to you. If you just need someone to talk to you and email, you know, I'm here for you guys. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up now. It is longer than I thought it was going to be, given that is the first episode. I literally just talked about myself for this length of time, and I am so sorry. I hope you guys stayed tuned in, and I hope you laughed at my super, super awkwardness. And I'm not going to lie, I totally just listened back on what everything I just said, and I am mortified. I said way too many times, you know. As a linguist, it is very hard for me to hear and I'm so sorry, but I am extremely nervous as this is my first episode. I am literally sitting in my living room with a microphone in front of my face, looking at a laptop, my cat's walking around me. So I apologize. I will make this better. I will try and limit the ums. Yeah, so sorry. I don't know what to say. I hope you guys will listen to the next episode. I can't wait to hear from you guys. Can't wait to get on this journey with you all. Wow. I just looked outside my window and the weather is absolutely crazy. This morning we had snow in the backyard and now there's nothing. So it is about 3 o'clock my time here. And this morning at like 7 o'clock, we had snow and there's nothing left. I am planning on staying in the rest of the day, potentially even all day tomorrow, because I don't like the rain. I don't like getting wet. It is absolutely horrible for me. I did not want to talk about more about myself, but yes, I don't like the rain. So I plan on staying in the rest of the day. I'm going to make a big pot of soup for supper, because I think it's just one of those meals that's just perfect for the rain. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend, enjoy your week, And I cannot wait to talk to you guys for our next topic. Thank you for tuning in and joining me on our journey to know more behind the witch. Join me next episode with a cup of tea and some more witch talk.